Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Michelle Tuhue, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I was the only person at the strip club who always walked out with more money than I came in with, and I never took my clothes off. Several years ago, I had to make a trip to the strip club in the next town at least once a month. If I was lucky, I'd walk out a few minutes later with handfuls of money. I wasn't always lucky. I had made the mistake of renting a house to a dancer who simply could not manage her money or her drugs or her alcohol, and after missing rent a few times, she suggested I start collecting it from her at the club before she could find a chance to blow it. Clearly, I should not be a landlord. I never wanted to be, but when I remarried and we needed a larger home in 2008, I found myself unable to sell the smaller place, so I started renting it out instead. The woman, let's call her Karma, after a stripper in one of my books, didn't have a recent landlord reference because she and her husband had owned a house. Her marriage had just blown up, she said. I'm a sucker for a mom going through a divorce. I remember what it was like. It was hell. I felt bad that Karma was left with several small children and no home. I didn't want to judge her for her job and assumed at least she would be making enough money to easily pay rent. So I let the landlord reference thing go. Damn, I was stupid. She could never pay her rent on time. Karma understood this was a problem, which is why she encouraged me to come to the club and pick it up. If you think this sounds bizarre, that's because it is. The dancers were not allowed to leave and come back, so that meant I would have to walk right in. I'd explain why I was there to the bouncer, in case he wanted to otherwise charge me an entrance fee. Picture me showing up at the strip club alone. My husband noped right out of this duty. Around 10 p.m. on a Saturday night. I figured she'd have a good stash by then. Women do sometimes go to strip clubs, of course, but usually they arrive with a gaggle of giggling friends or with their partner. Middle-aged, frumpy-looking women don't often walk in alone. Sometimes I walked out with all the rent. Sometimes I walked out with part of it. Sometimes I'd walk out immediately because the bouncer would tell me she hadn't shown up. He also complained she was showing up drunk or high more and more. Have you ever stood around inside a strip club trying not to look creepy with naked and nearly naked young women all around you, waiting for one of them to hand you all her money? It's not a particularly good look. Eventually, Karma moved out, still owing back rent. This was not uncommon. I'm super grateful that today my grown son is happily renting the house where he spent part of his childhood. My son is a stellar renter, and my daughter was always appreciated by her landlords too, because when they were teens, I made them both help me clean up the place after renters left. I've been renting that house out since 2008, and in that time I have never made a profit. Exactly one tenant has left the house in great condition and ready for the next tenant. I will likely sell it if my son ever moves out. It's not worth the hassle. Karma left behind boxes and boxes of very nice children's clothing, which I eventually donated to a local charity. She had money, it seemed, just not for rent. She finished off my vacuum cleaner. I sent my son off to clean the carpeting. This was, of course, years before he rented the place himself, and he complained that he had to keep shutting off the vacuum and using a pair of scissors to cut away all the stripper hair that built up on the beater bar. It was everywhere. I don't think she vacuumed much. It was interesting to compare mom karma with stripper karma. You would never have known she worked in a strip club. When she wasn't working, she looked like any other mom. She didn't look particularly remarkable at all. All glammed up for work, however, she was a completely different person. It made me realize that most of us could dramatically change our looks if we were willing to put some real time into our hair, makeup, and clothing. I'm just not willing to go to that trouble. I've known one other woman who used to be a stripper. She used to suggest, this was some years ago, but I was probably pushing 50 at the time, that the two of us get jobs at the club where she had worked. I am very definitely not stripper material. I don't have the figure for it, and I can't dance. I've actually never danced. I lack the dancing gene. It's so dark in there, nobody will notice, she claimed. I declined. I'm a terrible landlord, but I'd be an even worse dancer. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.